breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Chinese military forces are holding exercises near Taiwan in response to a visit by a U.S. congressional delegation to the island. China's defense ministry says the drills are a necessary measure to safeguard national sovereignty. President Biden will visit the Port of Baltimore today to highlight efforts to upgrade the nation's ports.
The administration has announced new investments in U.S. ports, hoping to make the supply chain faster. Ports have been a major focus because of ships waiting to dock and a shortage of truck drivers to haul goods, delays that have led to inflation. Today, the president visits the Port of Baltimore to highlight the types of investments that his administration believes will help unclog the supply chain. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Lawyers say an ex-Marine, Trevor Reed, who's in prison in Russia, has gone on a hunger strike.
The 29-year-old Reed was convicted in July and sentenced to 9 years for assaulting police officers in Moscow. Reed, who's from Texas, was studying Russian and visiting his girlfriend. At the State Department Tuesday, spokesman Ned Price was asked about Reed and American Paul Whelan, who's also imprisoned in Russia after being convicted in June of espionage.
Securing the release of Americans who were unjustly detained in Russia, that includes, of course, Paul Whelan, that includes Trevor Reed, remains an absolute priority for this administration.
Whelan's lawyer says Whelan was handed a flash drive that had classified information that he didn't know about. Whelan was sentenced to 16 years. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Top Israeli defense officials say the country's preparing for the possibility of an armed conflict with regional arch rival Iran and its proxies. Defense Minister Benny Gantz said Israel was working all the time to prevent war. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off by 88 points. NASDAQ futures are down 89.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. City Council members voted 12-6 last night to withdraw a bill that would remove the Women of the Confederacy Monument in Springfield Park. The mayor proposed the bill after he promised in June of 2020 to remove all Confederate monuments in the city. The $1.3 million proposed to remove the monument requires council approval because it's above the $100,000 threshold. Neighbors in Riverside are on edge after JSO says Ernest Street was sprayed with bullets, adding that a man was grazed. Cops say the incident happened just after midnight. Officers say they found 20 shell casings and an AR-15 magazine at the intersection of Goodwin and Ernest Streets.
This could happen in any neighborhood, anywhere. So, I mean, we're not packing up and moving, but again, I just hope they catch the folks.
Two brothers were arrested at Jacksonville Beach Sunday night after they attacked a man inside the tavern on First Street. One has been charged with attempted murder. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep, it's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 295 headed north. It's right before 95. You're going to add an extra 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mainly cloudy today with a high of 75. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now it is 52 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Business groups have asked the White House to delay vaccine requirements. Now, labor unions are also asking the Biden administration to put the mandates on hold. Democrats remain at a standstill over a $1.75 trillion social spending bill. And Republican congressional campaign committees say they are targeting 70 House Democratic seats they believe are vulnerable in next year's election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
How do you come up with these ideas? Roger Stone versus Andrew Gillum, who wins? and for governor.
That's interesting.
Because he says he may run against, you know, Ron DeSantis. So suppose,
that's,
you know, there's some miracle, you know, he ends up beating DeSantis in the primary and Gillum ends up running as a Democrat
by some miracle.
Who would win?
That's like one of those, what is it, Quora? They're always asking hypothetical questions.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of an interesting one
Who do you think would win, though?
I don't know.
That just disturbed my morning right there. Anyway, hey, good morning. It's Dean Roger Henderson. Sit back and enjoy the morning ride. It literally is the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. All the way with you tonight, AM talk radio, WBOB. Business groups are opposing the vaccine mandate, but if it's going to end up happening, they're asking the White House to kick it down the road for at least several more months. Now, labor unions are agreeing with business groups. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents 700,000 government workers, are asking the Biden White House to postpone the vaccine deadline until next year, even as Florida, beginning on Monday, will deal with several key issues with proposed vaccine mandates.
Withdraw Florida from OSHA to avoid federal shot rules and strip the state's health officer of authority to force vaccinations. It prohibits local governments from creating shot mandates and requires private businesses to offer mandate exemptions. They include religious, medical, and COVID immunity due to previous illness, plus opt-outs for masking or regular testing. The Attorney General's office would enforce the policy, employers facing up to $50,000 fine for terminating a worker improperly.
That's ABC News for Saunders. The GOP, at least on the House side, says they're going to target around 70 House seats that are currently being held by Democrats coming up in the 2022 election.
The National Republican Congressional Committee, which is now targeting 70 vulnerable Democrats. The most recent 13 representing districts from Arizona to Connecticut, from Florida to New Mexico. The GOP only needs a net gain of 5 seats to regain the majority. GOP leaders argue key issues are in their favor, such as illegal immigration, crime in major cities, and inflation. On average, over the past 40 years, the president's party in his first midterms loses about 23 seats. In some cases, like 2010 under President Obama, it was much worse, 63 seats.
That's Fox News' Mike Emanuel. Democrats' spending bill continues to be on hold right now. Some of the moderates say that they want to see a Congressional Budget Office forecast of what will happen with the deficit and taxes. But the White House says, we don't need any of that. We are still ready to go. Let's get this done by the end of Thanksgiving.
Multi-trillion dollar spending package, but there are some Democrats in town who want the president to wait to vote on that until the Congressional Budget Office has analyzed it, figured out what's in it, figured out how much it costs. But officials around here don't want to wait for that, basically arguing that the bill is completely paid for and you can just take their word for it.
That's Fox News, Peter Ducey. Energy cost with heating is going up. Gasoline prices are going up. And Fox News' Jackie Heinrich points out that this has even got some of the liberals in the Democratic Party concerned.
Well, the Biden administration is caught between its climate goals and concern that high prices could spike even higher. And it's prompting concerns within the president's own party, asking the White House to be more sensitive to Americans trying to make ends meet.
The administration's under pressure to address rising fuel costs after Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm warned it will cost more to heat homes this winter. Senate Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, are also pushing for action on climbing gas prices, asking the White House to consider releasing the nation's emergency oil stockpile or ban oil exports.
The Hotel of America, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, has put out a brand new survey. They say that nearly 60% of Americans are unlikely to travel for Thanksgiving or Christmas because of the rising gas prices.
All of this having an impact on the American driver, and it's changing our driving habits. In a recent survey from the American Hotel and Lodging Association, it was surveyed and shown that 52% of Americans say they plan to take fewer trips this season, and 53% say they plan on shortening their trips because of the increase in gas prices.
From the Fox Business Network, Madison Allworth. And for those of you that like a little extra sweets for the holiday season, and you like that mac and cheese, well, expect to pay more starting this week.
Kraft Heinz is raising the prices on their snack foods. The price on most of their products is expected to go up an average of 5% to combat inflation. Jell-O and pudding are going up 16%, and some of the macaroni and cheese products will jump 20%. And another snack food company, Mondelez, is also planning a price hike. Their brands include Chips Ahoy, Ritz, and Sour Patch Kids.
Hey, Roger actually did a did a very good, because when I think of the Jell-O pudding, can you do that one more time for the audience?
I don't know. It's kind of impromptu.
The Jell-O pudding, which is the best.
Of,
Bill Cosby.
Jell-O pudding pops.
That's not bad,
you gotta
man.
You got to slur it a little bit. You know?
No, that's the way you're supposed to be.
Okay.
That's the type of slur you can get away with.
Okay.
So anyway, I like that. It's pretty good. All right. More coming up next. 10 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295 headed north. It's right before 95. You're going to add an extra 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mainly cloudy today with a high of 75. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now it is 52 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TRIP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TRIP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRIP.
Hey fellow homeowners, interest rates could be on the rise, so don't miss this window of opportunity. Take advantage of today's historically low rates when you call Purpose Funding. You can save up to $750 per month on your monthly mortgage payment. Skip up to 2 months of payments and close in as little as 15 days. That's extra money put right back into your pocket through the holiday season. They'll show you how to save lots of money by paying off high interest debt and use that savings to pay your home off quickly. Call the trusted experts at Purpose Funding today and speak to a knowledgeable agent. The consultation is free, but your savings could be substantial. Just 15 minutes is all it takes. Call Purpose Funding today. 888-991-1890. 888-991-1890. You could save as much as $750 per month on your monthly mortgage. Skip up to 2 months of mortgage payments and close in as little as 15 days. Call 888-991-1890 or purposefunding.com. Purpose Funding, NMLS number 273299.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrat Donna Deegan announces she's running for Jacksonville mayor. A new survey by the American Hotel and Lodging Association finds most Americans plan to take fewer trips this holiday season because of rising gas prices. And Governor Ron DeSantis has unveiled the details of legislation he's promoting to counter federal vaccine mandates. A special session to take up the matter begins next week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 15 minutes after 7 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Sit back and enjoy the morning ride. You'll be a lot of entertaining will come. Not so much, well, I guess you could say some humor, the lack thereof. But anyway, we'll make your morning drive. I promise you, go through a lot quicker all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. I found this interesting that the American Federation of Government Employees represents 700,000 government workers, from food inspectors to TSA agents. They have now come out and have asked the White House, hey, can you guys put off the vaccine mandate to at least next year? Interesting on that. Now we find out for the Florida special session that begins on Monday of next week what's actually going to be inside the proposed legislation. ABC News 4 Saunders.
Withdraw Florida from OSHA to avoid federal shot rules and strip the state's health officer of authority to force vaccinations. It prohibits local governments from creating shot mandates and requires private businesses to offer mandate exemptions. They include religious, medical, and COVID immunity due to previous illness, plus opt-outs for masking or regular testing. The Attorney General's office would enforce the policy, employers facing up to $50,000 fine for terminating a worker improperly.
So this is what really caught my attention. I am not a libertarian, by the way. I'm the real, true conservative out there. I look out for small business. If small business wants to sit back and say, hey, I'm going to have a unified, if you want to call it a transgender or whatever. You know what? I don't support the transgender movement, Roger. But if they want to have one of those bathrooms, guess mm-hmm. what? The business can have it, correct?
Many of them have them. They just call it family.
Yeah, family. Yeah. So it's family. That's kind of redundant, isn't it?
It has a dual purpose. It's for the transgender
community. But you get what I'm saying.
As well as dads who want to change the diapers.
You can get what you want. Mm-hmm. If you want to call something on your menu the Biden bathroom for men and the Kamala bathroom for I don't care. All right? If you want to sit back and say employees have to work on Christmas, guess what? The marketplace decides. The business should not be told of what days they can and cannot be open, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. This is what I'm getting at. I don't think the government needs to be in the business of telling businesses that they got to mandate this stuff. But should the government be in the business of telling businesses that they cannot mandate this? Get what I'm saying?
Right. But then it comes in who has more rights, the employer or the employee?
The employer. Of course, if you remember the liberal left, you got all these special employee rights like parental leave, you got to extend it a lot longer and everything else out there. All right? This is what's done by the marketplace. I don't like the way things are in the workplace. They can fire you at will. It's just the way it is. Unless it's in your contract that they can't do this, can't do that. This is one, and I agree. Listen, I want DeSantis to be the next president. This legislation is funny watching the Dems try to act like conservative. Well, they shouldn't be the business of telling businesses what to do. Hey, Democrats, you're a bunch of hypocrites because you shut down business last year. You told them what to do. They can only be open at a certain time. They can only have so many people inside their restaurant at a certain time. And by the way, some of that was done under DeSantis as well. And mm-hmm. he kind of sat back and said, let's just move along past that.
He did move along past it. And then we looked at the numbers comparing Florida to California.
Right.
And the rates of infection were exactly the same.
Right. And the death rates. I mean, so this is what I'm getting at. Next week, they say that they're going to go after employees that impose a vaccine, that employ a vaccine mandate without proper exemptions are going to be fined up to $50,000 a day. I don't agree with the employers doing this, but should we be putting a law that says you cannot say certain things what your employees must do? Because if that's the case, then what is next if a Democrat gets into office of what they could tell businesses what they can and cannot do dealing with, quote, COVID, Raj? This, to me, I'm very weary of this. I'm not a fan of the COVID mandates. I don't support them at all. But to tell a business of what they can and cannot do?
I also believe, and although I do believe that businesses should have the right to be able to function, you know, without government intrusion, I also believe there may need to be some protection for the employee, because right now their only option would be to quit, you know?
Yeah. And guess what, Raj? The marketplace is a beautiful thing. It really is. So how would you protect the employee?
I'm just thinking other examples of, do you believe employees have rights? I'm trying to brainstorm right now while we're talking. And I'm sure you do believe in some employee rights, don't you?
Depends. Ask me one. Right now, I'm not even thinking about it.
I'm just trying to think of
something. I'm not even thinking about it. Yeah. So that's the question we ask many of you out there. So anyway, just kind of an interesting little topic of what's taking place. Democrats are now being targeted. 70 House seats, says the GOP, for congressional House districts, and some of those are here in the state of Florida.
The National Republican Congressional Committee, which is now targeting 70 vulnerable Democrats. The most recent 13 representing districts from Arizona to Connecticut, from Florida to New Mexico. The GOP only needs a net gain of 5 seats to regain the majority. GOP leaders argue key issues are in their favor, such as illegal immigration, crime in major cities, and inflation. On average, over the past 40 years, the president's party in his first midterms loses about 23 seats. In some cases, like 2010 under President Obama, it was much worse, 63 seats.
That's Fox News' Mike Emanuel. 63 seats. Former Clinton pollster Mark Penn, Democrat, says that it's going to get real brutal for the Democrats coming up next year if they don't move to the middle.
I think unless the Democrats change course here and move more to the center, these trends indicate a devastatingly bad midterm election for Democrats. What we're seeing is that people's attitudes towards the economy has gone south. Most people think it's going in the wrong direction. Almost 9 in 10 voters are concerned about inflation, and attitudes towards the president and the administration have gone from 62% positive to about 42-43% positive. And so the storm here that's brutal.
Yeah, it's going to get brutal. But here's the question. Can they? I mean, if you've got a year before the elections, right? Can they really show that they're more moderate? I think it's a little too late.
Yeah, too late. People already have their minds made up, and they know what people are. And if they do change, it will probably be seen as hypocritical just to get elected.
Florida Senator Rick Scott, which runs the senatorial campaign committee to get people elected to the U.S. Senate, and to also says that, which he is, that's his job, he's going to support incumbent Senate Republicans, even against those that Trump endorses.
You had said you're going to support all incumbents, and I'm just curious, does that include Lisa Murkowski, where the former president has endorsed a primary challenger? And when you say you support, does that mean you will financially support Lisa Murkowski and actually help run a campaign against a primary opponent?
Absolutely. We support the National Republican Senatorial Committee. We support all of our incumbents.
Now, does that make Rick Scott a liberal or moderate? No, that's just Rick Scott's job. I'm not a fan of Lisa Murkowski. I don't like some of her votes. I don't think she should have voted to impeach Trump. But the bottom line is that that's Rick Scott's job. Somebody want to fault him for that. And by the way, if you like, I am all for Republicans challenging other Republicans. I am for Democrats challenging other Democrats. I don't care if it's a nonpartisan seat or a Republican seat. It kind of keeps people at least honest, because I don't want people just, well, I'm a Republican, let's just take it. The Tea Party, we saw different areas where, yes, it is true, where you saw that lady who used to do witch stuff, whatever her name is, that, but she would have never won the state of Delaware, but she beat Mike Castle, the Republican, inside the Republican primary. I think some of the Republicans are going to have to question, okay, listen, I may not be a fan of this moderate, and this is a realistic question here, Raj, that I may not be a fan of the moderate Republican incumbent, but the question is, I can win with the more conservative, at least on the Republican aisle, but can I win the general election? That has to come into fray, I think.
Yeah, and it forces all the candidates to really earn your vote as opposed to taking you for granted. And, you know, the more options we've got, I guess the better it is in that case.
Fox News' Jackie Heinrich says that even some of the far-out leftist liberals out there are a little bit worried about the high cost of heating going up and also gasoline prices going up as well.
Well, the Biden administration is caught between its climate goals and concern that high prices could spike even higher. And it's prompting concerns within the president's own party, asking the White House to be more sensitive to Americans trying to make ends meet.
The administration's under pressure to address rising fuel costs after Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm warned it will cost more to heat homes this winter. Senate Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, are also pushing for action on climbing gas prices, asking the White House to consider releasing the nation's emergency oil stockpile or ban oil exports.
Wait a second. You want more to contribute to something that you don't support? The liberal left? You know what? Why don't you just produce more of fossil fuels and things like that, and that will help out with people's back pockets over the winter season.
These Democrats who are now suddenly saying, oh, we don't have enough fossil fuels, when it's been their mission to get rid of fossil fuels for more than a decade. Some of these things that they are advocating are not going to solve the immediate problem.
That's from the Wall Street Journal's Kim Strassel.
For instance, releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve or even stopping exports. The real question is, how do you solve this problem in the months ahead? You don't do that by shutting down pipelines. You don't do that by continuing with an agenda that Biden put together with Bernie Sanders to make global warming their top concern. That's not the answer to this. You need to give the right signal to fossil fuel producers in the United States to continue producing.
Exactly. But then again, if you go with the president's attitude,
when the cost of a gallon of gasoline gets to above $3.35 a gallon, it has profound impact on working class families just to get back and forth to work. So I don't see anything inconsistent with that, but I do think that the idea that Russia and Saudi Arabia and other major producers are not going to pump more oil so people can have gasoline to get to and from work, for example, is not right.
Wow, what word was he looking for?
He's
there?
Blaming Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, shame on you for not putting out more oil and things like that. All right.
Interesting.
More coming up next, 7:25. It's Ed and Roger Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some slow traffic on Butler Boulevard headed east. It's right before San Pablo, and you'll add about 5 extra minutes. And some slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed west, just past Southside. Add an extra 4 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mainly cloudy today with a high of 75. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now it is 52 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org. Florida's leader in gate access and video controls is right here in Jacksonville, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems. Call the professionals at Sunbelt Gated Access Systems today for your building security needs. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has everything you need, from custom gates and security cameras to cloud-based building access control. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems partners with major product vendors that allows them to customize the system for all your security needs. Florida's leader is also serving Southeast Georgia. Visit SunbeltSYS.com. SunbeltSYS.com.
Doug Mead is complete. Thousands of real estate transactions for over 30 years. He's helped sellers deal with just about every kind of issue you can imagine. Doug buys houses and pays cash as is, with no additional closing costs to the seller. With a clear title, Doug will buy your house, vacant land, or commercial property and close when you're ready. IPayCashForHouses.com. IPayCash, the number 4, houses.com. Or call or text 904-382-1084. Doug is here for you.
You're the municipal director. You have engineers that you work with. You have pumps out there that are expensive, old, and need to be replaced. We're the pump station pros. We can help. Send us your specifications and criteria to give you better alternatives than what you currently have. Why not bring in predictability, solid answers, a preventive maintenance program that makes sense? The pump station pros have that experience. Since 1948, we've been servicing pump stations in North Florida, in Nassau, Clay, Duval, and St. Johns County. This is Bob with the Pump Station Pros. Call us, 904-249-8080. We want you to be able to talk to your pump station technician and understand clearly what the needs of your equipment are. We're the Pump Station Pros, 904-249-8080.
Coming up next, Donna Deegan is making the move to become your next mayor of the city of Jacksonville. But Scott Johnson from News 4 Jax, I think Scott is one of those, he's old school like me. I mean, we're both still, in our 20s. But anyway, he has the old school mentality where you ask the right question, and then you, once an announcement comes out, you follow up with the follow-up question, and he did it again. And I like it, but I just got a couple questions I want to ask the Republican Party for calling her out for high taxes, but they don't call other people their own party for supporting higher taxes as well. Just wanted to ask. I'm not putting down anybody. I just want to ask the question. It's called consistency. All right, we'll have all this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Top Israeli defense officials say the country is preparing for the possibility of armed conflict with regional arch-rival Iran and its proxies. In a show of displeasure over a U.S. congressional delegation's visit to Taiwan, Communist China has launched military exercises near the self-governing island. Attorneys for former President Trump vowing to appeal a federal judge's ruling. It clears the way for the imminent release of some of Mr. Trump's records. The Democrat Majority Congressional Committee is investigating the January riot at the U.S. Capitol. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open later on. Right now, Dow futures are down 65 points. NASDAQ futures off 69. S&P futures 12 points lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. A bill to remove a Confederate statue from Springfield Park was withdrawn during a heated city council meeting Tuesday night. Councilman Garrett Dennis proposed an amendment that would reduce costs to $99,000. That amendment also failed. As the White House plans a nationwide victory lap following the passage of President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill, Governor DeSantis says Florida is getting the short end of the stick.
It seems like there's a disproportionate amount of money is going to New York and New Jersey, and that Florida is not getting a really significant share out of over, $1 trillion. I mean, they're saying we're going to get, 20 billion? That's not a lot.
A naval officer is on trial for trying to help a Chinese business executive start a gun tourism business. Lieutenant Fan Yang, indicted 2 years ago for conspiracy and making straw purchases for the executive, he testified in Jacksonville. He never knew that helping the man was illegal. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Whether you know it or not, we are under attack. Being a conservative, God-fearing American is wrong. Holding traditional values is dangerous. Not here. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB is the conservative voice of Jacksonville. Spend a week with us. You'll feel more encouraged. You'll feel more at home. You'll feel among friends. Things might actually start making sense again. You're welcome here. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to see some slow traffic on Butler Boulevard headed east. It's right before San Pablo, and you'll add about 5 extra minutes. And some slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed west, just past Southside. Add an extra 4 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mainly cloudy today with a high of 75. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now it is 52 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats remain at a standstill over a $1.75 trillion social spending bill. Republican congressional campaign committees say they're targeting 70 House Democratic seats they believe are vulnerable in next year's elections. And business groups have asked the White House to delay vaccine requirements. Now labor unions are also asking the Biden administration to put the mandates on hold.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 7:33, we'll get to some of your emails. Ed at WBOB.com. It's Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. A couple of things. Don't forget, you can download the radio app, put it on the smartphones, those iPhones that we all have now. I guess
most people have, and then if you don't have one, you're getting one soon because they're going to eliminate the technology that the old phones run on, and it won't work anymore.
So
in a matter of months.
Yeah, so download the app. It's free. Put it on your smartphones. Download it. Again, take us anywhere you like throughout the day. Go to WBOB.com. Watch us live on Facebook.com. Me and Roger. Go to Facebook.com. Just type in Ed and Roger on The Morning Show. This week is our fifth-year anniversary of The Morning Show. And thankful to all of you. All of you get the credit. Thank you so much for what you've made the show of what it is and has become. And by the way, I was told to remind everybody, today is the... Happy birthday to the Marines, 264 years.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was told. So, and then tomorrow is Veterans Day.
Yes.
A lot of parades going to take place tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Got some special stuff going on here in the studios.
Are they bringing in food tomorrow?
Yeah, they are.
All right, we need to limit him to food.
Hangar Bay is going to be here.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, Hangar Bay. So, well, anyway, so we got a busy show lined up for you tomorrow as well. Yeah. So with all of that, Madison Allworth from the Fox Business Network. Where do you hear this story? Because of rising gas costs, the American Hotel Lodging Association survey finds that most Americans are likely to travel because of the rising gas prices, we just said. 52% of Americans say they plan to take fewer trips, and 53% plan to take shorter trips due to the high cost of gas.
All of this having an impact on the American driver, and it's changing our driving habits. In a recent survey from the American Hotel and Lodging Association, it was surveyed and shown that 52% of Americans say they plan to take fewer trips this season, and 53% say they plan on shortening their trips because of the increase in gas prices.
I guess if you want to make it cheaper like they did last year, you could just always do it through Zoom, huh? The January 6th House Congressional Committee to investigate the stupid, ridiculous, juvenile riots because people thought that Mike Pence was going to overturn the election. But what's even a bigger joke on top of that is this January 6th committee. Yeah, we call it the way it is, folks, on this radio show. The January 6th committee, which is highly political, they want to subpoena more former Trump officials. Fox Radio, Jared Halperin.
The House Select Committee is demanding documents and testimony from 10 former White House officials working in the Trump administration in early January. The list includes Press Secretary Kelly McEnany and Senior Advisor Stephen Miller. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says the panel wants to learn every detail of what went on inside the White House on January 6th and the days beforehand. Also on the subpoena list is Keith Kellogg, who served as former Vice President Mike Pence.
Kellogg, I like his cereal. Why are they bothering that guy?
His national security advisor, and who the committee says has direct information about former President Trump's statements and reactions.
Okay, here's the bottom line. You want to do an investigation, go look what was on Twitter, go look what was posted by Facebook, go look at some of the crazies out there that couldn't get a date on a, was it a Tuesday that this happened, or Wednesday? So they decided to go to a Stop the Steal rally. I don't know why. Somehow they believe the nonsense put out there by some Area 51 types, that Mike Pence and they were going to be able to overturn the will of the voters and overturn the states. This, by the way, we call it the way it is on the show. Some of you are going to, well, Ed, how can you be, you call this committee a joke, but yet, because we call it the way it is. The January 6th were riots. It was not put on by Antifa. Yes, I'm sure there were some FBI people there, but one guy cannot incite hundreds of people to break the law. I don't blame Trump, all right? This was done by those who had too much time in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
This was not an insurrection. Because if you wanted to take over, everybody would have been bringing guns to take over the gun. It was not an insurrection.
I think the question people want to have answers is that, was this just a regular protest, which is completely legal? We have a right to protest.
Well, they didn't actually get permits, so it wasn't legal.
Kind of got out of hand, or was kinda. It planned? And if it was planned, was it being coordinated? And if so, by whom?
Yeah, you know what? I don't have a problem with that. But this isn't... I'm totally with you on this, but we got it. Like I said, this is not, this January 6th committee is all political. They're going to use it right before the 2022 elections, and then they're going to try to use it in 2024. Oh, let's try to use it against Trump. And unfortunately, this has tarnished Trump's image. And people, it's bad enough that BLM and Antifa gets a free ride. How many of those people got convicted, huh? Oh, yeah, we're going to make them do community service, go work on some campaigns. We've got people being held up in jail from way less offenses than some of the BLM types. Okay. Again, we're being consistent on this radio show. But I want to know, yeah, I like to find out what happened. There were some people that did bring a couple of guns and zip ties. But people, listen, did you see some, people were prepared to have tear gas because they were dressed like they were being, they dressed like some of the Antifa crowd. Oh, but that doesn't mean they're Antifa.
Yeah, and I think it's honest to say most of the people who were there in Washington for that rally,
they weren't there to cause any
they
problems.
They had no idea what was going on, and they were, in fact, didn't even enter the Capitol. Most of the people.
Right.
I've got about a half a dozen friends. I didn't even know were there or were in Washington that day.
Yeah, but we call it the way it is. Mm-hmm. This was a ridiculous thing that should have never happened. We make no excuses for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Having said all of this, to watch some of my, a couple of the listeners out here, that will defend it, that blame it was all Antifa. They have no proof of that. I think there may have been one or two Antifa. I don't disagree with that. Well, it was the FBI. I'm sure the FBI was, heck, if I had seen chatter I would have put FBI agents there as well.
Sometimes you do have to have embedded people working to, you know, gather the best.
How do you think they busted the Klan people? Yeah. They had FBI people there, okay, which is a real domestic terrorist group, or at least was in the past. Did it even exist anymore? But anyway, so we just call it the, but this is nothing more than a political facade put out there by those of the liberal left because they realize next year it's curtains, at least what you may think, and it's possibly so. So they think this is going to try to drum up some support. Maybe this will make some independents unhappy who are very unhappy with the current president right now. So I think that's where, but this January 6th committee is a complete joke.
Is the failure to fully cooperate hurting or helping the liberals' cause of getting the
yeah, the word? You know, Roger's got a, that is a great question. Just get it done with, release the records, enough of this executive privilege. I didn't like it when Clinton trying to do it with Monica Lewinsky, all right, the blue dress, all that type of nonsense. When Obama tried to use it with Fast and Furious, with Eric Holder, who was in contempt, just get it done with. Roger's got a great point. If you're Kayleigh McEnany, you know that's a joke. I get it. You're being subpoenaed. Get up there. Get it done with. Get in their face. Let them have it. And then move on. Because the longer you allow this, you're giving more fuel to the fire.
And not only that, you're making it closer to an October surprise of 2022.
Bingo.
Because people want to know what's going on. They find out something late minute that could change a vote.
Yep. That is exactly correct. Donna Deegan, she ran against Congressman John Rutherford, former news anchor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
she started the Donna Foundation.
The Donna Foundation, which
fights breast cancer.
Tremendous foundation, by the mm-hmm. way. Got to call it the way it is. Has announced, we thought she was going to run against Ron Salem for city council. That would have been a fun race. But Salem's going, thank gosh she's not running against me.
Are they related? I guess not. She ran against him.
Deegan, what's Deegan's middle name? Is Deegan's middle name Hazuri?
No, but she is related to the late Tommy Hazuri, from
so
what I understand.
That's what I said. Is her middle, I mean, does she have a name like Hazuri in the family? She could run like that?
I don't know what her maiden name is.
All right, just kind of, no, I don't know what her maiden name is. I'm just saying, but and by the way, and I met the husband, Tim. Tim's always very kind to me, mm-hmm. all right? I keep saying, Tim, can you get the weather right for hunting this week, dude? But anyway, Tim's always been very, I've never met her, but she's more than welcome to come on this radio show. I don't agree with Deegan's values, or excuse me, I shouldn't say values. I'm sorry. I don't know what her values are. I don't agree with her ideas when it comes to her political issues. Here is Donna Deegan making the announcement. News 4 Jack Scott Johnson.
Donna Deegan may be the most well-known name in the race.
That is why I am standing here today declaring my candidacy for mayor of Jacksonville.
Greeted by dozens of supporters, Donna Deegan officially entered the race for mayor. The longtime news anchor, who's known for beating breast cancer and starting the Donna Marathon, says she wants to shake up City Hall.
So it is simply
okay, so she says she wants to shake up City Hall. So I misheard something, but some of you are telling me, no, I think Roger's correct. But listen to this clip.
To shake up City Hall.
So it is simply a matter of showing people that I, in fact, have the political will to get that done. And if you have followed me over my career, either as...
Here it comes. So I think I misheard this. Some of you say, yeah. I'm just telling you what it was very quick, Rod. So I mm-hmm. think some people could get confused.
Mm-hmm.
You heard from Scott Johnson, who did a good job. There's a better follow-up question coming up here. Wait till you hear it. We'll play that clip in a second. He says, she's here to shake up City Hall. Hey, that's fine with me. Shake it up. All right? Is that from the cars? But anyway, here we go. But this is what, maybe I misheard what she said here.
A journalist, or in the foundation I built, in the marathon I founded, I am a person who likes division.
I thought she said, I'm a person that likes division, but I think you guys are right.
Vision.
Okay.
And starting the Donna Marathon
I founded, I am a person who likes division.
Okay, I thought she said she likes division.
No.
Okay, that would have been kind of curious for me. I mean, Democrats are all known about division. So, all right, just making sure. So, let's follow up. As we always say in journalism school, if it ain't right the first question, you better get one more. But sometimes the better question is the follow-up question. I think Scott Johnson, who does a real good job, I like watching his reporting because he does a good job with a, if you don't get the first one, you have a knock it out of the ballpark follow-up question. And he did. He asked her, well, hey, how do you plan to run? You lost to John Rutherford. This is how she responded.
She lost a congressional race to Republican John Rutherford, the incumbent. I asked her about that.
What do you say to Democratic supporters about your ability to win?
What do you say to your Democratic supporters about your ability to win? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Here was Deegan's response.
Well, I would say, first of all, that my campaign against Representative Rutherford was...
Hey, by the way, can somebody look this up real quick? Can you look it up? What was the final vote? Just Rutherford versus Deegan.
All right, let me look.
Look it up, would you?
Okay.
Somebody look it up for me, would you? This is what Donna Deegan
okay,
said.
Okay, got it.
Hold on.
Well, I would say, first of all, that my campaign against Representative Rutherford was the most successful campaign for a Democrat in any red county in the state.
Okay, how much did she lose by?
She got 38% of the vote, but the article I'm looking at doesn't say what he got. Hold on, let me continue.
Wait, 38?
She got 38.9, so 39, roughly 40% of the vote.
She got her butt kicked, people. I mean, 40% is nothing. I mean, okay, here, I mean...
My campaign against Representative Rutherford was the most successful campaign for a Democrat in any red county in the state.
So you lost by 20 points, but we're gonna brag that it was the most successful of any Democrat in the state? Really? That's like saying, well, out of 8 people, I came in 5th. But they only give awards to the top 3. But I came in 5th. I mean, if you look at percentages. Is that really worth bragging about? But I will tell you, she is the Democrat in this race, and I think that I'm really looking forward to this race. But here's the thing, it ain't coming up till 2023. Mm-hmm. March is the primary, then May and everything else. So 904-831-0600. We'll take your calls coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Beach Boulevard and just past Atlantic, but it's going to get bad. Right now, the left lane's blocked, and you're going to add about 10 extra minutes. That's southbound on 295 between Beach Boulevard and Atlantic. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A few clouds in the morning, mainly cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain. 71 will be our low, and right now, it's 54 degrees. Conservative comedian and one of President Trump's favorite comics, Terrence K. Williams, brings his sensational brand of humor to Jacksonville. Sunday, November 21st, live at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts Terry Theater, tackling life and politics in a hilarious show that'll have you laughing all night long and for days after.
A bunch of my friends was like, Terrence, we need to move back to Africa. Back? I still ain't been to Alabama. Hold on.
Terrence has been making people laugh his entire life.
Terrence, what's in your wallet? $3 million.
And is the author of From the Foster House to the White House, relating his incredible journey about growing up without a home and achieving the American dream. Terrence was introduced by President Donald J. Trump.
700,000 followers. I said, whoa. His name's Terrence Williams.
So grab your friends and come see what everyone's talking about. You'll be laughing all the way home. Go to WBOB.com and get your tickets today. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Hi, I'm Annabelle, here to welcome you to Annabelle's of Orange Park, your holiday winter fantasy land. For me, the holidays are simply described as loving memories of my youth, created by family, friends, and the stores of the past that gave us beautiful Christmas wonderlands that led to a visit with Santa. Annabelle's may not have Santa, but it is, in so many ways, that very special place where your dreams of today become tomorrow's special memories. Create those memories at Annabelle's of Orange Park.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new survey by the American Hotel and Lodging Association finds most Americans plan to take fewer trips this holiday season because of rising gas prices. Governor Ron DeSantis has unveiled the details of legislation he's promoting to counter federal vaccine mandates. A special session to take up the matter begins next week. And Democrat Donna Deegan announces she's running for Jacksonville mayor.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
As far as the taxes are concerned, yes, I would repeal that tax cut. It helps primarily the top 1% and big corporations. Do you know we have 90 corporations in this country that pay zero in taxes? That is not right. When this country has been...
Donna Deegan, here's the question I would ask Donna Deegan. It's a valid question. You want to go after big businesses? You want to go after those, the wealthy, blah, blah? Do you know that Mayor Lenny Curry, agree or not, many of the Republicans and some of the Democrats have supported tax initiatives to bring big Fortune 500 companies down to the city of Jacksonville? Would you still continue that? That would be my question. How do you like that one, people? She's against the Trump tax cuts. Well, the Trump tax cuts have allowed businesses to expand. Listen, I got all sorts of clips from Donna Deegan here. And by the way, Donna is welcome on the show. By the way, her main name at Roger is Hazuri. But Roger's letting me know that she's also an FSU grad.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I'm a big FSU guy.
I know you are. So you guys, you know.
We may get along. We'll do the chop together. We can get along. She comes in. Listen, any of the Dems have come. They've come on this show before. Mm-hmm. I'm very fair. I'm not going to beat the heck out of them. Just, you know, get your point across. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So, all right, let's go to Bruce. Let's take some calls. Bruce, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Hey, brother.
Originally when I called, I would have had one question for Donna. Follow-up question, but now that I just heard that clip, I've got two.
All right.
Give them both to you?
Go ahead.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay, my first one would be, okay, you're running for the mayor of Jacksonville. What do I care about 90 businesses that are not in Jacksonville, Florida, that aren't paying taxes? I could care less. That's a national issue.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jacksonville. That would be my first question.
All right.
My second one would be, please explain your wholehearted support for Andrew Gillum, who basically was against everything. He was virtually a socialist. He was against school choice. He was against. He was really an enemy of education. And then, you know, what happened after the election? Explain that to me.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody could have predicted, that he'd be caught in the hotel room in that compromising photo.
Gillum did win Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. You know what? You talked earlier about parties.
Yeah.
And voting on party line. The thing about parties now is they have no principles. Their only principle is power. So they don't care. Lenny Curry. It doesn't matter to him what his principles are as far as taxes and stuff. What he's worried about is power, and that's what the Republicans are worried about. They're worried about retaining that seat so that they got that power.
You know, Bruce, I got to take some more calls. You got an interesting point. Listen, Dean Black's a friend of the show. I get along very well with Dean. They put out a press release, Donna mm-hmm. Deegan, higher taxes, Bob. My question is, you could do this in a very polite way. We're the Republican Party by saying, hey, listen, he's our guy, but we have a different view. Very politely, you can say this. We have a different view with some of the Republicans of the gasoline tax, the sales tax, and other initiatives, and we also differ with our mayor But we still, I mean, you can still say you support them, but you can still at least have a differ of an opinion.
My suspicion is those conversations are happening behind closed doors.
I don't think they're happening at all. And I think Bruce is exactly correct. I'm not putting down Dean. I'm just saying for the Republican Party to have more credibility, I would have done that. Let's go to Mike. I mean, instead of just blaming Donna, just call out on the issues. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Mike, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you. When is the mayoral election for Jacksonville? When is that election?
That's a great, Mike. I think it's in May of 2020. The first primary is in May of 2023.
Okay, so yesterday, the news story, I heard it all day long, 7 a.m. till well past 8 p.m. Donna Deegan is running for mayor of the city of Jacksonville. As if that was some major, major issue. I'm very curious. Does the media, I mean, it's obvious that their choice, pretty much any Democrat, is the media's choice. But does the media plan on supporting this woman to the extent that everything they do will be considered a campaign contribution to her?
Talking about it like we're doing is not, you know, supporting it necessarily. We just want to inform the listeners, you know. But yeah. I will acknowledge, for example, Dr. Richard Danford, you know, the president of the Urban League, he announced he's running a few weeks ago when he got no coverage.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call. Mike, I want to tell you this, someone who's been a reporter for years and also on radio. Do not think, at least locally, that all of the media agree with one another. The goal is to get to another position. And I'm telling you, if you talk to certain media people, they're not overall big fans of other media people, if you get what I'm saying. In other words, I should have gotten that anchorship, not that person or whatsoever. I'm just telling you, as a member of the media, I'm telling you, it happens.
So you're thinking some of the reporters and anchors that are talking about Donna Deegan...
Some, yes. Others
would not support her because they have long-held jealousies and resentment
because of the promotion
she's got.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, don't act like just because it's one of their own that you're automatically going to support them. But I mean, I can understand the stereotype. I understand where Mike's coming from. It's free kind, in-kind publicity. 756 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have this slow-moving traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Beach Boulevard and a bit past Atlantic. You're going to add about 10 extra minutes. And light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Edgewood Avenue and 295. You'll add about 5 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A few clouds in the morning, mainly cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain. 71 will be our low, and right now, it's 54 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. White House denies, then confirms a pipeline shutdown may happen. Oklahoma Supreme Court reverses Johnson & Johnson ruling. Those stories next.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
As we reported here yesterday, President Biden, against all logic, may decide to shut down yet another major oil pipeline, this time in Michigan, and following a now familiar pattern. The White House first denied news reports of the pipeline shutdown by the White House as bogus, but then reversed itself to admit a shutdown is being considered by President Biden. If that happens, America will lose another 450,000 barrels of oil each day, along with tens of thousands of jobs. America's commercial casinos just exceeded all revenues generated in 2020 with 2 months to go in the year as gamblers return to gaming centers enthusiastically. On a 5-1 decision, Oklahoma Supreme Court has now reversed a $465 million verdict against consumer products company Johnson & Johnson in an opiate lawsuit. It was a second consecutive blow to plaintiffs who are trying to hold drug companies responsible for the opiate epidemic. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we are a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We are Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 17-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through United Planners, not affiliated with Capital Dimensions.
All right, man. More coming up next. I got a lot of those Donna Deegan clips. Some of you are emailing me saying, hey, when you and I couldn't think of, quote, employee rights, some of my listeners came up with a couple. They're talking like gender discrimination.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah. So that. But here's my question. Rights compared to what? What's in the Constitution or what Congress has given you? Because let's just be honest. But. So, well,
there was a time where, for example, minorities, ethnic minorities could be discriminated against. Do you support that not happening?
But to sit back and say, well, we did it in the past, so we need new regulations. That's like the Democrats saying, well, the Republicans spent trillions on war, so that should allow us more money for a social spending bill. Listen, folks, I don't know anybody being discriminated against today in the workplace based on certain issues. If they are, it would make the news. You know, so let the free market decide. It's a beautiful thing if you allow it to take place. More coming up next. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, WBOB. Jacksonville, 101.1 FM. W266CX, Fruit Cove. The conservative voice of Jacksonville.